Hey y'all, so thank you guys for tuning in. It's Brianna, Profession Confession. My friend told me the stupidest shit because I like completely disagree. She had told me using a condom is a sign that you had never trust your partner, you know. And I believe that is not true. Because we all need to protect ourselves, because you never know who has what, who is clean, who ain't clean, and you don't know if the relationship is going to last. You don't know if, you know, things might go left, things might go right. But using a condom is never a sign of not trusting somebody. Using a condom is basically for your sake, for your health, for your life, for your vagina, for your dick. Like, it's just how it is. But some say it's a sign not trusting your partner. Well, let's say me and, I'm just gonna make up a name, say Corey. I don't know who fuck Corey is. I'm just gonna use a dude named Corey. So if your name Corey and you listen to this, I'm sorry. But me and Corey have been talking for months. We never had sex. We decided to, you know, be like, hey, what the hell, why not? But we're friends. I asked Corey, do you have a condom? If he be like, yes, baby, that's actually a step of trusting and a step of getting to know how this person roll. If this person roll raw or not. And, like, Corey and I just been doing it protectively. It's no sign of a trust. It's a sign of we both are aware of our health. We both like want to be, you know, we don't want to get caught up in STDs, HIVs, because that shit is high. I'm thinking my friend, but she actually said she got that shit from Facebook. I'm thinking whoever posted that shit may be a STD, HIV person. Maybe. But if you want to go walking around fucking who do not believe in condoms, go ahead and do you. That's on your life. That's not on ours or mine. It's just stupid. Like, you always got to protect yourself. And it's never a sign that you don't trust your partner. It's a sign of just, you know, protecting yourself. It's a sign of getting to earn that trust with that person, because never have I fucking ever just be like, hey, let's just go raw. I don't even have to ask. He already know when to pull a condom out. Fuck it. Thank you. I love you, bruh. My dog. But, it's just, I wouldn't, nah. Fuck that. Hell nah. I would just like, say, always ask. If a person get mad, man, that person got issues or something. He must have something. Or he may not. Or he just don't believe in it. He just not a condom type of guy. Until his ass probably run into a not clean ass girl. Everybody learn their lesson one way or another. Everybody does. There is never not a not, like, raw game dude that just fucks any female and still be clean all his life. Like, everybody goes through it. I know y'all do. So always protect yourself with that shit. I'm a huge fan of keeping it clean. I'm always a huge fan of keeping it clean. Like, I just am. And it's a habit. So, if I'm talking to you and if I ask, it's like I'm always going to be nice and just say, I don't want to pry into your business, but, you know, are you clean? Like, do you use condoms? And if a person actually continue the conversation and still, you know, go on with the subject or turn into another subject by giving me the answer that I need, not I want to hear, but I need to hear, okay, cool. That's like, I could, you know, mess with that person. But if it's a person that probably just happened to block my ass off of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and just block me with the whole fucking night, yeah, like, that person just like, either she too careful, either nah, fuck this, I ain't no, I'm not no kind of dude. Man, get the fuck stepping. It's like I can't get mad at you. I ain't gonna get mad at you, but if you catch, you catch. I ain't going to fetch for shit. So, it's just like you gotta watch yourself. And still with that question, it's not a trust issue. It's not a, this shit is nowhere near a trust issue. It involves trust or it fucks up the trust. Because it just depends on somebody who want it as bad as you raw. It just depends on the person of, you know, who's all for it and who is cautious of themselves. Man, that's the word I was looking for. Cautious the whole damn time. But I would say wrap it up. Don't unwrap it, baby, if you can't protect your hoo-ha. And fellas, wrap, you know, don't be silly. Wrap your willy, that shit. Just, like, keep it protected, my dudes. Like, it's very, 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 very highly important. So, just to really come to conclusion, no, it's not a trust problem. It's not a trust issue. It's none of that shit. It's like, you know, it's never a sign that you never loved or trust your partner. It's a sign of caution. You can love somebody and use a condom. You can trust somebody and use a condom. But, like, with that shit of not, you know, trusting and loving your fucking partner, man, y'all could dispose yourself of that shit. Like, y'all need to go see counseling or something. Go get yourself tested. Because I believe y'all the ones that has STD or HIV. And just want to smooth talk other people and convince them not to go wrong. I mean, not to, you know, use condoms. But, yeah. Drink bleach. If you are one of them. I'm just saying. For those, it's like with the love thing. Don't let them use that shit against you. If you love me, you know, we can go out and protect it. Nah. If you, you know. Oh, sorry for the background, y'all. I have my kids here. I have my babies. It's like, don't fall for that. If you love me, you will go wrong. Nah, it's none of that. I love protecting myself. If you love me, you can respect my wishes of using protection. And if you already have trust with a person or a friend that you know you ain't gonna catch anything with, hey, be fun. Have fun. Raw dog, anal and all. Like, do what the fuck you do. But if you just cautious, it's not bad to be cautious. It's not guilty to be cautious. It's so perfectly normal. It's normal as fuck. And just, y'all know, do it well. Go ahead. But just watch your awareness. That's all you have to do. Just watch your awareness. That's all to it. But thank y'all. I just want to know some of y'all opinions. And my inbox is open. Everything is open, except for my legs, but still, I'm playing. just like, you know, just give me your feedback of, you know, this subject. And if it's sensitive to some of y'all, y'all should just not listen. Or if y'all want to talk about it, I'm a very, very secret person. I keep everything a secret, and I'm very anonymous. It's just like, I'm not the type to spill your business, even if we fall off. If we fall off, your business going with you. Mine staying with me. Like, it's just not my business or secret to tell. So, I would love for you feedback. It's just basically asking, you know, is using a condom a sign that you never loved or trust your partner? And let me know what y'all think about it. So, follow me if you haven't, which is on Instagram, is at Call Me Callie, KALLMICALI. Also, the other, all information is in my bio. Profession Confession is also in my bio. Just like, you know, follow, like, subscribe, especially YouTube. And, you know, tell me what the business is. Thank y'all for listening.